Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Thank you, I'll be here all week. And of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
I'm always here.
Yes, you are. So how are you, Brian?
Another week. Almost down.
Hey, you know, I gotta say, I'm very impressed with your driving skills and your vehicular prowess and how well we did on our little road trip, our first ever Brian and Laura road trip to Portsmouth. New Hampshire people. We're talking like from New Jersey New Hampshire.
We're talking Maine. It was basically Maine.
Yeah, southern Maine. Poor Brian. I mean, we had it all planned. We'll drive up. We'll do the dinner, the investigation, veg on Sunday, maybe sightsee a little bit, go to Maine for dinner, and then Monday drive home. Tell him what happened, Brian. Tell him after investigating till like 2 in the morning after we get back to the hotel.
Do you really want to stay?
I know. I had the minute I walked in my room at this hotel, the mold smell smacked me right upside the face. I was like, you've got to be kidding. You can't open the windows, okay? I was afraid to take my shoes off. It was that skeevy, the carpeting and how damp everything was. I went in the bathroom. There were still hairs from whoever had been there prior on the tiled bathroom floor. You could see the little mold spots and everything in the tiles. Now, they redid the whole bathroom tub part where they put one of those little plastic, like, walls in, you know, like to reface a tub or a shower area. That was all sparkling clean, and the tub looked new, but the floor was just left as those tiny little tiles with mold and in the grout and everything, and it reeked. And I'm like, I'm not taking my shoes off in this thing. And then the toilet broke, so that was fun. Luckily, I hadn't, you know, gone. I had just gone enough where I could.
Yeah, only when you're in the car.
No. I mean, I had a pee.
I know.
You know, but.
Don't you remember the big traffic jam?
Oh, well, yeah. That's just like, you know, par for the course in my life. But anyway, so the I go to flush the toilet and the chain fell off so it wouldn't flush. So I'm taking the tank apart and I'm like, you know, $170 and I'm standing here lifting a lid, freaking playing plumberette, you know.
You can't complain.
I can't?
No.
Why?
Because you paid for it.
I tried complaining to them. They weren't going to hear about it.
I would have went back to my credit card company and I would have refused to charge.
Really?
Yep. I would have called up the Days Inn corporate, said I'm absolutely not paying for a room that horrendous. I tried to switch rooms. You guys are totally booked. You didn't give me an option to go to another hotel. I ain't paying for it.
Oh. Well, see, live and learn. It's probably too late now, though, right? Because it's already like a week after.
Yeah, now it's too late. You would have had to do it like Monday.
Well, in any event, so I called them down to the front desk. The maintenance guy came up. He fixed it. No sooner was he gone and I went to the bathroom again, it broke again. So when I went downstairs to start corralling everybody, Brian walked me over to the front desk.
Yeah, because you weren't going to go over.
I was too embarrassed, but I had to tell them, you know, and Brian got me to do it, to tell them that, you know, that bathroom needs to be cleaned. It reeks, which they didn't do shit. Oh, sorry. They didn't do anything to fix it. I mean, I came home that night. As soon as we got back into the hotel, I jumped on the computer, was available, so I could just catch up on email. Went up to my room. Sure enough, the smell of mold hits me in the face. I'm like, just kill me now. So, I get ready, I get into bed. Now, the bed was comfortable. I'll give them that.
Yep.
And it was clean. God knows, I was like half tempted to like pack a black light and really scan it, but maybe it's better I didn't. And it was clean for the most part. Usually what I'll do is I'll take like my shirt or something and I'll put it over the pillow so I'm not even putting my head on their pillowcase.
I know.
You hear so many horror stories, but anyway, so, you know, I slept for the most part, and then the next morning I went downstairs, got some feeble breakfast, came up, ate it, and I called Brian, and I'm like, do you really want to stay tonight? Because, you know, or do you feel like going home? He's like, all right.
I would have stayed.
Yeah, well, but at least, well, your room was, I guess, nicer, you know.
Well, my chain did break.
Yeah, that's right. When I meet you at the elevator, you're like, my chain on my toilet just broke.
But before you had called, I'd already called maintenance about it. And they said, oh, maintenance doesn't get in until 9. We'll send them up.
Wow. Yeah, so the hotel was Left much to be desired, and considering the cost. I mean, you know, like I said, if I was paying $80 a night or something, I'd be like, well, you know, chalk it up to that. But and this was a discounted rate with tax and all, came out to $172 one night. I mean, come on. And they're telling you that's discounted. They're like, oh, it would normally be 200 a night. I'm like, if 200 a night is just, even what I paid was criminal, considering, you know. I mean, but whatever. And so much for the Comfort Inn in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Boo. But, you know, see, this is why, like, as an event planner, when I used to do all these big conferences and stuff, I always went to the place and scoped it out. I would make them march me in. I want to see your executive VP suite. I want to see your junior suite. I want to see your regular room. I would, you know, white glove test all the accommodations, and then I would sign the contract for my company and say, okay, we'll hold our conference here. You know, I'd check the food, I'd go to the kitchen. I'd really give the place a once over. This was really nerve-wracking for me booking something just on someone's word, you know, who had, when we get there, what does he tell us? Well, you know, it was nice when I first came up here like 8 years ago. I'm like, oh, fabulous. You left out that minute detail. It's been 8 years since you stayed here.
Well, hey, you got a book out of the deal, so.
Yeah, that was very nice. Jeremy did sign his Lighthouse. Lighthouse book is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So I've been looking through that. So thanks to that, and you know, and this is not anything against Jeremy. I mean, he like you said, he had stayed there when he first was scoping out the area to move up there like 8 years ago. So
Oh, and
what did
don't
he
forget the
know?
wonderful restaurant.
Oh yeah, the paper
Oh
products.
my God.
Yeah, it was like sit down dinner pricing with Burger King cutlery.
I was expecting a little crown.
One of your little paper
Yep.
crowns. And that disturbing king figure to come out of the corner.
Well, I said that salad, it was just a plastic bowl salad with
Yeah.
two pieces of chicken on it.
And literally, people, a plastic bowl that they poured prepackaged salad stuff in and took
No,
some
I
probably pre-made chicken
actually,
breast.
I think the bowl was the was
Oh,
already
it comes that way?
I think they just take the lid off.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I get the fish and chips, I gotta say. That was fast food quality, but it was good, you know.
At least the dessert was good.
Oh, was it? That was
Hey,
probably because it came from Costco. That's what it looked like. I mean, which Costco has great food, you know.
between that and the salad, the dessert was a hell of a lot better.
Yeah. So, I mean, the food wasn't bad. Like I said, the fish and chips I had was
Well, for
good,
those pr
but for that
price.
price, no, it was, you know, they're just sticking it to everybody. They're just sticking
They're
it because they're
tourists.
on the water. Oh, big deal. Could you the water? I'm like, so what? You know, it's was it what was it? It wasn't even the ocean, right? It was just like an
An
inlet.
inlet, yeah.
Yeah. Big schmeal. But anyway, but you know, it was an adventure. It just makes me appreciate my Garden State so much more.
Well, actually, I'm hoping that they do buy that lighthouse.
Oh, Jeremy's group. Yeah.
Because maybe that could be something we could go do too as well.
Yeah, you'd want to go all the way back up there? Let's be honest, man. There was like nothing. I mean, in terms of paranormal activity, it was flatlined. I mean, I've gone through all my pictures. I have some amazing. And you know how bored I am of orbs, okay? I'm going to get a t-shirt made. I am bored of orbs. However, as bored as I am of orbs, I've got some amazing orb pictures being up at this lighthouse. But the bigger part of me says I can't even offer it up as evidence because it was so, you were right on the water. You know, and how do you really tell for sure that that's an orb of a spirit kind versus an orb of a moisture kind? It's got the pretty little dimensions and colors to it that really gives it some odd kind of definition, but
Well,
water could do that
it
too.
also depends on where the picture was taken as well.
Some of them are right as we were walking up, shooting at the lighthouse,
Okay.
and that's moisture.
Nothing inside?
No. And then the other ones would be coming up from the nice wet grass when we were looking at the fort area. You know, they're gorgeous. They are really gorgeous. They're impressive orbs. I was impressed, but I can't in my heart of hearts, say it's an activity because there, it was so moist.
The only thing I thought I saw a shadow up on the top of the lighthouse.
On the top of the lighthouse?
Not the top, but on the walkway up at the top.
Oh, where you can come out and walk around and
look. Yep. Wow. We're standing down there, we're talking, I looked up and I thought I saw a shadow kind of move around to the back. That's why I was asking people, is there anyone up there? Or, nope.
Wow.
I think. I'm not positive, but that could just be, you know, the...
The hopefuls.
No, like, could, please, could just, please. You know how you look at a light and you look away and you look again, you might see, like, something.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I wasn't getting the head spinny vibe thing that I get, like, when something's around. I mean, I was just like, and typically, I would think my fear of water would be enough to make me a little on edge. That's how, like, flatline this place was. I was, like, literally sitting almost at the edge of that cement walkway surrounding the lighthouse. Yeah, nice. Right onto the rocks. But I was just sitting there enjoying the moon bath. I mean, the moon was full, the sky cleared. And
yeah, that wonderful eclipse.
Well, yeah, somewhere else in the world. But, I mean, it was beautiful to just sit there and take in the moon rays. But, you know, and that's how flatlined it was paranormally, because I was just, like, enjoying the moon, not feeling a thing. I was for a while there, I was completely alone. Everybody was either in the fort or over at the, you know, that Coast Guard house, what was the keeper's house. And I was just sitting there for a good 20 minutes by myself, completely silent. Never felt like anything was around me, walking up or floating up, nothing. It was just like, oh my gosh, you know. And there's sometimes there's places where I'm not even expecting it, and I get that head rush. I'm like, oh crap, something's here, you know. But it could have just been a dead night. But
You were tired anyway.
Well, towards the end.
You were falling asleep in the lighthouse.
But it was so boring. I couldn't help it. I mean, my adrenaline would have gone through the roof if I had thought I'd seen something, if I'd gotten like an amorphous shadow of something on film. Nothing. I like I said, I got some impressive orbs that I've looked at on the computer, but that's about it. And they're not really anything that you can, you know, submit as evidence of paranormal activity, especially given that there was no temperature fluctuations. There was no... Now, you know what's interesting, though? Some of those impressive orbs, I forgot. I never took those pictures. That was when I gave the camera to that father.
Yeah.
And, or did I give it to the kid? No, the kid I gave...
Well, the one girl, she said she was pushed. I mean, that's all I can say is that's what I was told.
I still have to review the EVP, because they said they got some kind of garbled voice. But I went through the pictures, and at least I know a lot of those pictures where those orbs showed up, they weren't pictures I took. So, well, then again, this was a novice, so he didn't know to keep shooting. Even though I reviewed the protocols, who knows? He didn't know to keep shooting in the same spot when he got something, maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, they were impressive orbs. Let's just leave it at that, but... Anyway, would I go back up there? I would probably stay somewhere else, you know. Pick a nicer hotel, like more down, not in Portsmouth, but I think he said there was a town down the road where there was more life to it. And, you know, he just picked this place because it was so close to the lighthouse.
And the restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I think he could do better with a better hotel and whatever. But, so, anyway... But if I do get anything substantial in terms of EVP or video, I didn't see anything on the video when I was recording. I finalized the discs. I just got to watch them all the way through on the big TV. I mean, watching them just where I saw them on the screen, camcorder, I didn't see anything significant. How was your evidence?
I still got to go through some of the audio.
Yeah.
But nothing picture, nothing video.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you know. It was a really nice view of the Mass Turnpike and however many other highways we were on. We had nice driving weather. And then to just really top off Brian's drive, I'll make it up to you. I'll take you to dinner. So I said, I know this place. They have these monstrous portions. It's called the Brouhaha. We go all the way out there. It's closed. And meanwhile, as we're going there, we pass this little pub, and he's like, well, what about that place? I said, oh, it's a dive. So we keep going. We get to where we're going, and it's closed. I'm like, wait, you want to go back down the road to that place? And he's like, you said it was a dive. I'm like, well, let me clarify that. Because when I was being taken there, I was under the impression, because you had to make reservations, that it was a very upscale place. It is a dive. So is it, the food was good though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't anything, like, I wouldn't, like, recommend that people go there, per se, but it was tolerable.
For the area.
For the area, for the price, blah, blah, blah. It was okay. But then we were hungry, what the hell. So it's not a dive in that sense. But,
yeah, like I said, had I known, like, the restaurant was all the way out that way, I would have been like, well, let's just find something closer.
Yeah, we could have just gone to Charlie Brown's.
Exactly.
But yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, so that was it. But at least we finally got something to eat, and we collapsed at home. You went home, and then... But you had a paranormal experience at home.
Yes.
So tell me
supposedly,
about that.
Supposedly. Because I cannot get any reason why it happened. Mm-hmm. And I started laundry. Put the stuff in the washer, closed it, and I went and did some stuff on the computer. And 15, 20 minutes later, I walked by the laundry room, and I'm noticing I don't hear anything. I was like... Maybe just, you know, it was one of those things, maybe just more time passed than I thought. And I went in there, and the lid was up.
On the washer.
On the washer.
And you didn't, you had it down, you knew you had started it, and walked away.
Yeah,
because,
it was filling up, and I heard it, start moving.
Some ghostly laundress came along and said, but you didn't put the fabric softener in, and
no,
lifted the lid.
Well, they didn't either.
Well, at least they were trying to give you the hint, maybe. I don't know, but that's pretty cool.
So maybe they were trapped.
You sure it wasn't that you were just so road tired from all the driving?
No, because it makes a distinct sound when it's washing.
Yeah, that's true.
And my bedroom is right next to it, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very cool.
Something was attached to my clothes and it wanted to get out.
Yeah, you were washing out the lighthouse ghost. Maybe that's what it was. We didn't get any pictures because it was just hanging onto your Levi's or something the whole time.
There's a ghost in my pants.
Oh, lovely. So real quick, I just want to touch on a little touchy subject. No more personal checks, okay? I've had it. I'm like now having to cough up close to $60-some-odd of my own money for bounce check fees and memberships that I have sent out that are now not paid for, plus I'm stuck with a bounce check fee. So going forward, no more personal checks. My team leaders have all been apprised of this. They are not going to be taking personal checks at the meetings anymore for memberships. You either cough up the $20 cash, or you PayPal. If you need to do a credit card, you can call our e-voice number, and I can take your information.
Or send in a parishare.
Or send in a parishare. You'll get your membership for free for doing that. But, that's the deal. No more checks for books, no more checks for t-shirts, memberships, just because PayPal, even if you don't have a PayPal account, because we pay $30 a month to have virtual terminal, we can take credit cards. So you don't have to be someone like, oh, now I got to set up a PayPal account. No, you don't. You just can bypass the PayPal thing and say, I want to use my credit card, and you can plug in your credit card information. PayPal will accept it, process it just like a charge, and if you're too scared to do that, you can call the e-voice number, let me know where I can reach you. I will call you, take down all the information, log on to our account, and process the charge, and then you're done. Okay? So that's it. No more personal checks. MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. And then I have to remind everyone, or let you all know, actually, this is exciting. One of the authors of Haunted Baseball, it's a book on ghosts, curses, eerie legends, and things of baseball, Dan Gordon, he's going to be on the show the end of September. You're going to be hearing a commercial and everything that he recorded. So keep your ears open for that because we're running like a little kind of contest here. So for those of you who have had, some type of weird episode or know some type of weird kind of legend or curse or someplace, you've been to some haunted baseball park or football thing, whatever your kind of paranormal sports story is, email it to the deadline at njghs.net, and we're going to pick, with Dan's help, the one that he likes the best. And the one that he likes the best, he's going to read when he's on the show, and then he will send an autographed copy of his book to that person who submitted that story. So keep your ears open for that, and stay tuned. You'll hear the dates and times of when he's going to be on. I believe he's going to be on the September 27th upload of the show. It's like the very last Friday in September. I think we're recording on September 22nd.
Well, he'll be on sometime in September. Listen to each show to find out.
Yeah. Well, no, I know we're recording. You have to have your stories in before September 22nd because that's the date he's going to be on the show. That we'll record it and it'll air that Friday. Okay, so we gotta take a quickie break here.
Hi, I'm Dan Gordon, co-author of Haunted Baseball, Ghosts, Curses, Legends, and Eerie Events. Baseball and ghost stories are American obsessions. Haunted Baseball combines both with its fun and freaky collection of otherworldly yarns. Collected from baseball players, stadium personnel, front office folks, and fans, the tales told here explore the spooky connection between baseball and the paranormal. I'll be joining the Deadline on an episode in September to discuss Haunted Baseball in depth. In the meantime, if you've had a paranormal baseball experience, send it to the Deadline at njghs.net. The Deadline at njghs.net. The person who shares the best experience that is read on the show will win a signed copy of my book. Batter up.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter. Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hey, tonight, instead of doing Parashare, we have a special treat for you. I have Keith Age, who hosts Spooked and was part of the Children of the Graves programming on the Sci-Fi Channel. And Keith is with us here tonight from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. So welcome, Keith. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just getting really busy with our convention coming up next month and just trying to get all that worked out.
Yeah, who's all going to be at your convention? That's the Mid-South Paranormal Convention?
Right, this is our seventh annual one. We have Donald LaCroix coming.
Oh, wow.
Sandra Johnson, Jason Gowan,
mm-hmm.
Tim and Trish Yancey from Encounters coming, Bill Bean, Dusty Smith from Haunting on Discovery Channel, Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence.
Oh, cool. One of these days I got to meet Patrick in person. You know, it's like he's on my MySpace. He sent me emails. Really nice guy. And, you know, Jeff Belanger was telling me, he's like, oh, Patrick Burns is the ghost hunter's ghost hunter. He's a really down-to-earth, cool guy, very into what he does of the ghost hunting aspect. So say hello to him for me, even though he won't know who the hell I am, but just tell him I said hello.
Hey, no problem. We also have a special, the Boot Brothers will be here.
Oh, good.
And we also have Bill Chappell, who is designing a lot of neat equipment out there that a lot of us are implementing and trying to use, and things like the Paranormal Punk and things like that to be here. Dave Schrader from Darkness Radio, the guys the talk. And as a special treat, I have the world's only living Houdini coming.
Really? So this is beyond, like, Chris Angel, David Blaine level?
He's supposed to. He has a show in Vegas that he does with Lance Burton.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to come in and do part of his show and also talk about his famous anthem.
About his what?
We also have the Archbishop James Long will be here.
Oh, wow.
So we have a big lineup.
Yeah, that's an amazing lineup. That's great. And when is this taking place?
This takes September 26th through the 28th here in Louisville, Kentucky. This is our seventh annual one. We get about 1,000 people, and we're looking to probably double that this year.
And I just got booked for a book signing on the 27th. I was thinking, because I was like, oh, watch, he's going to tell me it's September 20th when we have our paranormal intensive here in New Jersey. And when you said the 26th, I'm like, oh, that's after the paranormal intensive. I could go. And then I'm like, no, I can't, because I'm supposed to do this thing on the 27th. But, well, then, what? Are you going to have it around the same time next year?
Yeah, it's always right on the same time. This year I had to move it like the last week in September because we have the Ryder Cup is here in Louisville. All week we have it. So I had to move it back a week.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep an eye on this. What's your website?
It's www.LouisvilleEHS.com.
LouisvilleEHS. See, for those of us up north, it's Louisville. I had a boss who was from Louisville. He always said it like that, and he's like, oh, you always say it so weird. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. But for the Yankees up here listening to this podcast, I'm clarifying it's Louisville, but I mean, I totally respect the way...
Louisville.
Yeah. It's a beautiful area.
Just look for Mid-South Paranormal or me or the Louisville Ghost Hunters.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I definitely want to keep an eye on that.
There's a lot of great things coming up for it. We've got, for the very first time, one of the places that people weren't always to get into around here was called the Howard Steamboat Museum. They never let anybody in. And for the convention, I've got it to where 15 people are going to be able to investigate that night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the Friday night on the 26th is just basically one big party where everybody gets to come and mingle with everybody. We'll have a band playing called the Orb Tones.
They're called the what?
The Orb Tones.
The Orb Tones. Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
Well, so that's what I thought, too. And we got that going on. And then Expiral Productions, who did the other side, which is basically a mockumentary on ghost hunting and everything that we wish we could say. And do it public what they did in this mockumentary. They have a sequel to it, so they're going to air that for the first time. Going to present it.
Oh, that should be good.
So it's going to be a good time.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I'm so sad I'm going to miss it, but I'm definitely going to keep an eye on the site so maybe we can get a group of all of us NJGHSers and head down next year. That would be fun. Because there's a lot in your area. I'm sorry, what?
Love to have you. We'd love to have you. There's a lot of great things out here to discover and explore.
Yeah, what are some of your key haunted hotspots around there?
Well, of course, you got Waverly Hills.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, that's 15 minutes away. That's what Spooked the first show was about. And basically, my group had been there for 5 years doing all the tours and investigating and everything. And then they shot a movie called Death Tunnel there, and while they were shooting it, they started having all these things happen to them, and they came to me and said, what's going on? And I was like, welcome to my world. And so that's how Spooked got involved and made, and Spooked was never really actually supposed to do anything. It was more or less an accompaniment for the movie Death Tunnel, and then Sony picked up Death Tunnel, and Sci-Fi picked up Spooked. Spooked became a hit, and then now Sci-Fi is going, come on, we want more, so... That's how Children of the Grave came about. And then we just finished wrapping up principal photography on The Possessed, which will be airing in October on Sci-Fi.
Okay, wow. What's that about?
We're also out shooting Children of the Grave 2 right now.
Oh, cool. And what's The Possessed one about? Is it about a person or a piece of furniture being possessed?
Well, it's a little... not everything, but what it basically boils down to, it's the story of the Waseca Wonder, which is the first documented case of possession in America. And then it also deals with the actual exorcist case. We were able to go in and talk to the last remaining priest that are alive.
Wow.
And talk to them, film them, interview them, and go into the, you know, the whole case scenario on that thing. And then a few other things. You know, we were able to capture some really strange stuff.
Oh, that sounds great. I know my DVR is probably going to be fried to a crisp come October. All the things go.
Yeah.
I'll be running around doing all the stuff I got to do, and I'll have it set to record your show and all these other specials that they have on. It's great. It's just so great. And I'm glad that a lot of this stuff now, I mean, true, October is the key month when a lot of these shows get enough attention and air, but, you know, there's, at least with Ghost Hunters and your show Spooked and everything, there's stuff going on throughout the year. You know, even like the haunting is nonstop reruns, but, you know, in the first few days of my unemployment, and my friend tipped me off, he's like, you gotta watch this show, it's like my afternoon soap, it's called A Haunting, and I started watching it, and I'm like, oh, this is great, you know, I was like, it was kind of comforting, like, well, I don't have a job anymore, but at least I have this really cool show to watch during the day.
Right. Yeah, that's why I've got Bill Bean and Dusty Smith, both of them were featured on
mm-hmm.
Haunting, so they're coming in for the convention too. They'll be here talking about their experiences.
Oh, that's great.
Everything happens all year long. The real reason why sci-fi and all the other ones are going to be hitting you really hard in late September and October is because even though our shows aren't scripted or nothing, the writer strike really hit hard, and they're wanting a lot of content, they want it fast, and we're all trying to get it to them.
Huh.
You know, so.
Well, then
I guess. All new Ghost Hunter starts up September 3rd, Destination Truth, and then mid-September, GHI will start back up, and then, of course, you've got a few others in there, and then we're going to hit 1st of October.
Oh, that's great. That is. Oh, Destination Truth. I remember they contacted me when it was one of those ideas in the ethers floating around. Like, yeah, we're thinking of doing this show, Destination Truth. I'm like, yeah. And I didn't know how to make heads or tails of it in terms of what I do. So, you know, but then, you know how that goes. You get calls all the time and you talk to these people, they pump you for information, and then you never hear from them again, you know, so.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I know. And right now, you know, the paranormal stuff is really hot. And there's a lot of garbage out there too. Like, you know, like you said, there's things that people hit you with to get information from you, and then they go out and shoot it with a little night cam vision thing and try to sell it to any production company they can. And that's one of the bad sides about the TV shows, you know. I'm part of it, I guess, but you know, that's part of it that I hate. You know, because, you know, you can get this picture of something, somebody else sends you and say, "What do you think about this?" And you'll say, "Well, you know what." What was happening, what caused it, you know, all the normal questions, and what did you do after? Now, oh, we took it to a production company, so we'll get it on TV. Now, that's not the reason to be in the paranormal world, you know.
Thank you.
We're out there looking for answers, you know.
Exactly. I think more people have jumped on the bandwagon to get their 15 minutes of fame instead of why we started it, you know. It was just, the pure interest and the wonderment of it, and B, was the research and to figure it out, you know.
That's right. I mean, you know, in 1996, when I put the Louisville Ghost Hunter website up on the internet, there were only 39 ghost hunting groups on the internet.
Wow.
You know, that was like, you know, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now how many are there?
I know. And the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, we this is our 10th anniversary. We went up in July of 1998. And a very feeble, fledgling little site when we started. Didn't even have a domain name. And now it's just, it amazes me. And when I started it in 98, there was the NJGHS, which was new, and South Jersey Ghost Research was like the established one in our state, and that was Dave Giuliano's group. I think he still has it up. And so basically, you know, Dave and I traded. We're like, well, you know, I got a case that's all the way down here. I'll send it to you. He'd be like, well, I have a case up in Bergen County. I'll send it to you. So we kind of bounced cases off of one another and covered the state that way. Now it's like you could search for New Jersey or Garden State, and it's amazing all these sites that come up. Some of these people, they only have the little GeoCities things. And But there's like, you know, a group every day forming, it seems. It's amazing.
Yeah, and then the bad thing is, you know, some of these groups really have good intentions and they're out there, you know, for the right reasons. And you got these other groups, like you said, who want their 15 minutes of fame or do it because they think it's cool. And, you know, it seems like last year, you know, I've got over 3,000 members.
Wow.
Worldwide. And, you know, a lot of them want to go out and do it. And there's only about 100 of them that are actually active here. Mm-hmm. And we get this group that just popped up out of nowhere last year and went to this person's house and said, walked in there and 15 minutes later, they told me, you got 7 demons living here. And this wow. guy was ready to sell his house, move his family, you know, and then he called us for like a second opinion. And we went in and we're like going, okay, where's the gate of hell here, you know? And everything they were telling him that was happening, you know, we pretty much suggested, no, this is why this is happening. And, you know, the reason why your door keeps shutting is because it's not level. You know, a lot of just, you know, common sense stuff. And we basically spent almost 6 months with him there. And he said, well, where do you think the demons went? I said, I think they left 15 minutes after they got here.
Or they left once you went to Home Depot.
Yeah. Oh, basically, they left one of the group left, you know.
Exactly.
And it's because, you know, they don't have the training, you know, that a lot of us do, like you do. And I know you put your group through and everything. You know, and I do the same thing. You know, I've got a training house, and I don't let people go out until, you know, I know how they're going to react if something does really happen.
Right.
Because it's, you know, there's only 1% of the time when you capture something. You know, we've got a caseload of over 300 cases a year, and we're lucky if you capture 3 things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know,
yeah, it's
so
true.
It's not as prevalent as people like to think, and that's why I'll sit people in an old abandoned building for 6 hours in the middle of the night. They can sit there and watch it and still think it's a cool thing to do. Hey, they might have what it takes to be a ghost hunter.
Yeah. And then sit there for hours reviewing everything you videotaped and photographed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's so much fame and glory in that.
Yeah, you figure, you know, you sit there, you just got 6 hours of videotape from one camera. Well, if you got 6 cameras, you know, there's 36 hours of video you got to go through. Now, if you got your recorders, your digital recorders, or whatever you're using, you know, and you got it all adds up, and they've all got to go through all that stuff all over again.
Yeah,
you know, it's not as glamorous as people think it is.
No, it's that's the arduous part, is sitting there going through, and you know, you have to. Sometimes I've nodded off a little bit, and I'm like, oh darn it! Then you got to just like rewind it and go through it again because you're like, what if I nodded off and I miss something, and you know, so
I've had people get up there, that, you know, come in and they're learning stuff. They're going, oh God, how come you've got so much paperwork? You don't do this paperwork on TV, and Taps doesn't do this paperwork, and I'm going, you know what? I said, you know, I've known Jason them for a long time, and I guarantee you they do more paperwork than we do. I said, the reason why you don't see it on TV is because it's boring.
Yeah.
It makes for good TV, you know.
Yeah, it's true. It's very, sometimes people say to me, well, how come, you know, how many investigations do you do? I'm like, well, the organization does a couple hundred a year, but not me personally, because I'm so bogged down with the administrative end of it, you know. As your organization grows and you've got to process memberships and plan events and outings and all that administrative stuff, it's like once in a while I get out in the field and I'm like, oh, wow, this is why I do this, you know.
Yeah, see, I'll be honest, I don't even get that chance anymore, because after Spook came out, people would call us and have us come out. They used to try to go on as many investigations as I could, and they'd get there, and they're going, where's the cameras?
Oh,
and
wow.
And we're going, well, you know, don't you have a problem here? Well, maybe, but we want to be on TV. And like, so that kind of stopped me from going out.
Mm.
You know, so we really got to screen them. And so, you know, I don't get to go out half as much as I wish I could. But I've got a really good group around me, you know, that's my core team.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, with the administrative stuff, you know, this thing has become, you know, what was once a hobby, you know, 12 years ago has now become, you know, a non-profit money-making business, you know. It doesn't make any money. And that's another thing. If people are getting in there for trying to think they're going to make money on this, they need to just, you know, turn around and find something else to do.
Oh, yeah, it's called That's Why We Have a Day Job. We ghost hunt
right.
at night because, yeah, there's... If anything, it'll cost you money. Just buying the media to record on and the equipment and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a full-time job in and of itself.
And people don't understand that, you know, sometimes you got to buy insurance over some of these places you go to.
Exactly.
You know, you know, they're going, well, what do you need injuries for? And I was like, well, you know, what if you bump into something and break a lamp that's 2,000 years old or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, I'm not going to let that many people into some place where we're going to be like that, but, you know, hey, you got to do it.
Yeah, I've had that where some places said, sure, if you buy a certificate of insurance for $500, you can come in. I'm like, well, I don't have $500 right here now, you know. But, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to these shows, The Possessed and another Children of the Graves, too. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, we've got several more. I mean, the Sci-Fi calls it the Spooked documentary series. And, you know, it's a total different animal from Ghost Hunters or anything else that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they love about it. That's, you know, why we enjoy doing it. And, of course, the Booth Brothers, you know, they have the Hollywood style, and that's how they like to make movies, and that's why it looks the way it does.
And, yeah, it was really,
really
well
meticulous
done.
And, you know, they really go over everything with me with a fine-tooth comb when we do think we have something. You know, that's another thing. People go up here and say, well, you know, you get all this evidence. I'm going, well, you know what? All this evidence that you see on TV is, you know, basically almost a year's worth of work.
True.
You know, we just rode 8,000 miles shooting, you know, The Possessed, finishing it. And out of all the places we went to, probably we were only able to actually get some really good stuff out to the places, you know.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just happen, you know. If it happened on cue, we'd all have PhDs behind our names.
Yeah, or we'd really be making the big bucks if we could just, like, have it happen on cue. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
That's right. You know, hey, Casper, stand up and take a bow. It'd be nice, but that's not the way it happens.
No, a little to your left. Oh, perfect.
There you go. The lighting is not right.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God. Well, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I enjoyed it.
So when you come into New Jersey?
Find me a really good, interesting case, and I'll be the next plane up.
Okay. All right. I accept the challenge.
All right.
I will find something. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on here. I mean, but like you said, sometimes things can just kind of poop out when you get there, but I wouldn't do that to you. I know there's one, you know, it kills me because there's a friends of mine here in town have a house that is just so actively haunted, and they've had so many experiences since they've been living there. But again, like you said, it doesn't happen on cue. Brian and I actually staked out the house one night, and we were there for what, 3 hours? Three or four hours, and not an orb. Well, maybe one orb, that was it. Nothing happened. And I don't know, I think if the ghosts are there, if they just figure, well, we don't know who you are, we're not going to play nice tonight or whatever. But one of these days, I'm going to go back there and actually have something happen. But now they're thinking of selling it again. They want to move up to Salem, so I don't know. But, well, thank
you.
Good
luck. I hope you get it.
Yeah, yeah. But if I do come across a place that's pretty hopping active and dependable active, I will definitely, you know, give you a call and let you know, so.
I'm in Children of the Grave, too, right now, and I'm always looking for cases that deal with children or children ghosts, so give me a call.
Okay. Yeah, well, that they have that, too. They have the little girl ghost in their house. Oh, well, Keith, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time from your schedule to chat with us tonight, and wish you the best on all your projects you got going on. I look forward to DVRing them and watching them in November when I finally can sit down in front of the television, but I will record them. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, have a good night now. Hey, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that interview. That was fun. What a nice guy. Very nice guy. I have to go over the cemetery hunts. We were in such a rush before. I didn't get a chance to go over them. There's only two left. Cemetery hunts are on Saturday nights this year. You meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage via PayPal, MasterCard, or Visa. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery. It must be done ahead of time. New members must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate in a private investigative team. Newbies, please make yourselves known to the team leaders so they can take you along with them for training. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for last-minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo NJGHS group to have the info blasted right into your email inbox. Next one up at bat is Saturday, August 30th. That's going to be Rose Hill Cemetery, the evil Rose Hill, in Matawan, New Jersey, with Gregory and Sherry Irish. And our last one of the year, September 6th, Union Cemetery in Hackettstown with team leader Dina Chirico. Now, I have to stress, I don't know if any of you got the little email blast that went out recently. Weird NJ was pretty strongly suggested to by the Essex County Sheriff's Department to put a blast out that, you know, if you're reading the magazine Weird NJ and you get it in your little head that you want to go racing off to the asylum that's been shut down for years over there in Cedar Grove, that they've done 40 arrests in the past 2 weeks for people trespassing. So no trespassing means no trespassing. And of course, I got the email from, you know, Weird NJ, and I not only passed that along via our website and via our Yahoo group blast, I also added to it just to cover the butt of NJGHS and say, you know what? No trespassing means no trespassing. You have to realize when we do these cemetery hunts, we do get permission. We don't just go in blindly. If we go into people's houses, it's because they've agreed and given us permission to come in and investigate. Anyway, things are always set up in place, you know. And little warning to those of you who are new to the NJGHS. Don't think because you got your membership card, you can just race out to a cemetery, and if a cop pulls you over, you say, look, look, I'm a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Wrong. Because if you did not get permission from me, Brian Sant, Dina Chirico, Gregory or Sherry Irish, and get your case authorized to go and investigate it, it doesn't count as an NJGHS case, and therefore we're not going to take the rap if your butt gets hauled off for trespassing. Got it? So make sure if you want to go and investigate something as an NJGHS member, and you're going to use your card as identification for that case, it has been authorized by a team leader of the NJGHS or myself. All right? Okay, that's all that mumbo-jumbo. Now, meeting announcements. We have our two meetings a month, and unfortunately we've had to do a little wiggling on the one meeting. So now they won't... I used to always be able to say, all meetings start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. Wrong. Now, the Central Jersey meeting still starts at 7 and ends at 8:30, and that's in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be on hand for their meeting September 3rd. In fact, I will be at that meeting on September 3rd. I'm going to put together a quickie little presentation on Newbies 101, so we can kind of go over the various protocols of investigating for cemeteries, private investigations, what the organization is about. So if you're still sitting on the fence, not sure if you want to join or not, September 3rd meeting is the one you want to go to kind of really get an idea. And for those of you who are new to the NJGHS and in the Central Jersey area, show up for that meeting because it'll really give you a good overview of what we do, how we investigate, and what's legit, what's not. So that's September 3rd at 7 p.m. And the North Jersey Division meeting is going to run from 6:30 to 8 p.m. now because there's been a little scheduling problem at the community room, community center here in Hackettstown. So team leader Dina Chirico, her meetings will now start at 6:30, and by 7:45, she's got to wrap it up and be out of there at 8 o'clock as another group is coming into the Blue Room at 8 p.m. That's the community center. It's located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. The next meeting will be September 16th, starting promptly at 6:30 p.m. Okay, and just to iterate, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member of the NJGHS to attend one of our monthly meetings, and you're welcome to bring your questionable photos and audio recordings for analysis during the Share and Scare segment of each meeting. Okay, want to just go on to Haunted Trivia? Wasn't a trick question. Okay, so let's go on to Haunted Trivia. I was going to throw in another commercial, but you know what? After Haunted Trivia, we'll go to a commercial break. How's that? Deal? Yeah,
let's just finish it up. Might as well.
Yeah, but what about the Haunted Dan commercial?
We can throw it in the first.
Okay, cool. So that's good. You know, not only do you get to hear the deadline, you even get to hear the behind-the-scenes programming. So moving on to Haunted Trivia.
So glad we have a script.
I know, right? Anyway, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what castle did I tour in Ireland that Taps recently visited on one of their shows? The answer, Charleville in Tullamore, Ireland. Okay, now this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of Kind of easy. You'll get it. It's very simple. What does ITC stand for? That's I, T as in Tom, C as in Charlie. What does ITC stand for? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net and you'll win the book Practicing Conscious Living and Dying, Stories of Eternal Continuum of Consciousness by Anna Maria Hemingway. This book comes from the UK and retails for $24.95 US. It gives emotional accounts of how the soul or spirit survives beyond the death of the physical body. I should note we did not have a winner last week, so oh well. Anyway, I'm just still such in a tizzy here from doing that interview with Keith Age. I'm like, I screwed up the whole script and everything. I've rerouted everything on Brian, but it's because it was so much fun, you know? It was so nice to finally have a guest on the show after all this time, and, you know, that's great. So, moving on, wrapping up here, I want to remind everybody, the Paranormal Intensive is coming. We are almost into September, people. Book your spot for your workshops. We have 4 amazing, intense workshops. Excuse me, 2 by Jane Doherty and 2 by Carl Petrie. And Jane's doing the one on psychic self-defense and past life regression. Carl is doing his on Psychic Detective 101 and spirit communication. So they are not to be missed. It's a lot of bang for the buck. I mean, the workshops are scheduled to take about an hour each, but we have the whole place for the whole day. So I'm not too concerned if we run over a little bit. You know, we're not going to be like, oh my God, we have 6 presenters. We got to get this one on, get this one off the stage. If something needs to run a little longer, it runs a little longer. We've got some playroom in there. It's really a lot of bang for the $25 buck. So definitely go to our njghs.net/paraintensive.html page, register with your PayPal or credit cards, and book your spot in those workshops. And of course, we have a few spots left for Jane Doherty's Dinner and Spirit Circle at the Haunted Charlie Brown's. That's taking place that night from 7 to 10. And that's $60 per person, but that does include the dinner. It's a buffet dinner, tax and tip, and the 1.5-hour Spirit Circle with Jane Doherty. So that should be very cool. Right, Brian?
Should be.
Yes. I've ordered more t-shirts, so we'll have the NJGHS table. We'll have my books for sale, t-shirts for sale. I can sign the books if you want them. We're going to have a lot of neat stuff. I'm sorry. We're having a little background dumpster diving noise here. Yes, this is the hell that is my life. Oh, there goes the car. Next Harley boy is going to pull in, revving that thing up. Oh, good God, I can't win. Anyway, and there goes my cuckoo clock. It's welcome to Laura's apartment. Oh, sounds. Anyway, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Trico. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, because Monday is going to be September 1st after the show uploads. So please vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. The link is on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. You know, so click it, put in your email address. You won't get spammed or anything. It sends you an email. You confirm it, and your vote gets registered. So please do that for us. All right? So, you know, keep downloading the shows weekly. Make sure you vote for us. And remember, at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.